A dramatic situation is happening in Latin America right now, where thousands and thousands of people are trying to make it to the United States. People are extremely vulnerable, but they say they're ready to go. They're trying to cross what is known as the Darien Gap. It's a jungle area that connects Colombia with Panama. The migrants we have spoken to have been robbed, many have been raped, and the dangers they face are enormous. I'm Teresa Boa, I'm a Latin American correspondent for Al Jazeera, and between us, this story, and like any other, has made me feel completely powerless. So many of these people, originally, they're from Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and there's also other countries. You know, we've seen people from Bangladesh, people from Ghana. They make it from Ecuador, from Chile, from Brazil, to this small town of Necoclí in Colombia. And from there, they have to get on a ferry and cross what is known as the Gulf of Urabá. There, they make it to a small town of Acandí, and from there, they go into the Darien Gap that takes them all the way to Panama. This is an area that's filled with rivers, with mountains, with cliffs. There is one mountain that is called the Death Mountain because it is so difficult to be able to cross it. They say that it takes them between 4 and 5 days, but then you have entire families. It takes them between 11 and 15 days to make the crossing.
There are lots of women carrying very young children. This one, for example, is only a month and a half old.
They're also facing the dangers of criminal organizations. They were telling us that they have to pay between $100 and $200 each in order to be taken towards the jungle. And most of this money goes to criminal organizations. We met Pedro Javier in Necoclí. When he arrived to the other side, he started sending us messages saying, they lied to us. What happened is we were robbed. A girl in our team was raped. He said it was a horrific situation for all of them. We took a flight to Panama City and we went to the other side to talk to some of those who managed to make the crossing. And the stories we heard were terrible. In just the period while we were there, the reports of abuse had gone from 70 women reporting having been raped to 120. They saw masked men come into one of the groups, taking and separating the women. They kind of pick them. They choose who's attractive and who's not. I spoke to a Venezuelan woman who said as she was seeing how many of the women in her group had been taken away and being raped, she started to cover herself in mud. So they would look at her and see her dirty and nobody would want to touch her. It was extremely traumatic for me. It was listening stories where you feel powerless, where you cannot help them. That's a question we asked at the beginning of the journey. Do you know what you're getting yourself into? Is it worth the risk? And they were like, we need to do this because I need to improve my life. I need to give an opportunity to my children. So all of it is worth it. But when you ask that same question to those people on the other side, many will say this was not worth it. Flor Garcia, a Venezuelan woman that spoke to us a lot and I'm still in touch with, she was trying to climb and it was raining a lot and the mud was falling on top of her and she kept on trying and trying and trying and you could feel her suffering.
It's horrible because I felt I couldn't anymore. My feet were injured and I was thinking of my children. I thought my baby was not going to make it.
There's some corridors in the jungle where the rivers simply go up. One Venezuelan migrant was telling me he saw bodies and remains of people on top of the trees. Apparently they were trying, you know, to save themselves from drowning. Most of them lost their phones. So, you know, we ended up sending messages to their parents or their relatives abroad, telling them that we saw them, that they're okay, that they're alive. When I spoke to the mother of a Venezuelan woman, the mother started crying on the phone and she's telling me, please tell me she's okay, please tell me she's okay. When you start looking at the messages that they send to their relatives, is they do not want to worry them. They do not want to show what they went through.
Mami, mira, gracias a Dios, ya llegué aquí ya al campamento. Mucho peso, le beso a la niña, madre, y lo quiero mucho.
I am one of those journalists that truly believes that we can make a difference, that shedding light on stories such as this one is going to force some type of change, because what's happening right now, it's devastating.